Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Down Syndrome Centre was founded by Peter and Mary Gaw as a result of their frustration at not being able to access relevant services for their two youngest children, both of whom have Down Syndrome. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell went to visit one of their premises in Dublin, and Brian is with us now. So Brian, tell us about what the centre offers.
Well, the charity has been around a few years, and in October 2014 they opened the doors to Ireland's first services-led centre for children with Down Syndrome and their families. It's really a one-stop shop, occupation therapy, speech and language therapy, sibling support. They even have summer camps for people with Down Syndrome and their families. So often when you talk to parents of children with Down Syndrome, Claire, they'll tell you about the gaps in service provision and how they struggle to try and get early intervention therapies. So the Down Syndrome Centre in Dublin, there are places like it in Cork as well, they're bridging that gap. They don't get any state funding despite the significant range of services they provide.
Now, you spoke to two fantastic brothers. We'll hear from them shortly. But for parents, the centres are vital.
Exactly. For children with additional needs, when they're born, often parents become advocates overnight, and they have to spend significant resources in terms of time and money trying to get the adequate amount of services and therapies for their children. I met with Eileen Birchall, and she's been attending with her son Christopher since he was an infant, and she told me how important the service has been for them.
Since he was four, we were discharged from services, and so it became a lifeline really for Christopher. Christopher has intellectual disability, moderate capacity and Down syndrome, and he's also on the ASD spectrum.
And it gets to a point where, as you said, the assessments are done and you have to go looking for the services then, and that's where it becomes tricky.
Well, we were very blessed in the beginning that we were linked in with early services, which was amazing. There was a gap in service, even while you're on paper in service. And that's where Down Syndrome Centre came in over the years. We were able to narrow those gaps and plug those gaps. The service were able to offer a bespoke, every fortnight, offer alternate speech therapy and occupational therapy. Christopher was constantly getting supports in that regard. And now, as he's getting older, the services now are also growing with him. And he's now at a place where they're after getting him to be able to be in a group setting.
The difference that has made, having that connection to the services here, can you quantify it?
No, I can't, because we were just saying that today, like reflecting on Christopher's journey, like without services like Down Syndrome Centre, families such as mine that are out of service do not have available, accessible access to services. I think the more complex need, the longer the wait.
Eileen Birchall there. She mentioned, Brian, her family has benefited, and in particular her son Christopher. And you spoke to Christopher.
Yes, and the background to all of this is a campaign called Through My Eyes, and it's to try and encourage young adults with Down syndrome to pursue their dreams and ambitions and to live life to the full and to live a rewarding life. So it's to highlight similarities rather than any perceived differences. With that in mind, I spoke to Eileen's sons, Christopher and Jamie. Now, Christopher, he'd actually brought his own microphone to meet me. He's first up.
What were you reading there before I came in? Show me. Which is this, your one? Yeah. Dracula's last birthday?
Yeah.
That'd be way too scary for me now.
Yeah.
Is it not scary?
No.
Do you like it here?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
I love Youth Club. I love Down Syndrome Centre.
Do you have friends here?
Yes, I do.
Who's your best friend here?
Jamie and Mommy.
They're your best friends?
Yes.
Okay. And the favourite thing you like to do when you're here, what is it?
Dance and sing.
Anything else you want to say now about here?
I want to say I love my dad so much.
Well, hang on now, your mum was your best friend a minute ago. What about your dad now? Is he your best friend as well?
No, he's my best bro ever.
What else do you do when you're in here?
I do play with some boys and girls.
Great stuff. Well, listen, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
And for bringing your microphone.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Will I talk to Jamie?
Sure, he won't.
What do you think he'll say about you?
He'll say, I'm super smart.
And that is Christopher, and he is super smart. And his brother Jamie, who's 9, wanted to tell everyone how much his older brother Christopher meant to him.
Christopher is really smart, like he said.
Hang on now, has he told you to say all this before? Okay, go on, keep going. So,
He is really smart, mm-hmm. and he's a really good brother, and he's really funny, and whenever I'm sad, he always makes me feel better. And he's a really good brother, and we're best bros, and like he said, and we're best friends, and I love him, and I love Down Syndrome Centre, and how
you've got everybody teary now, you know that?
How welcoming they let Christopher in. And
what are the things you see that they do with Christopher here that you think are really good?
They play songs and they dance. Christopher is really good at dancing, mm-hmm. and singing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite song?
You know.
No, I don't.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you get to come in and talk a little bit about what it's like to have Christopher as a brother?
I know that he is really nice and funny, and
mm-hmm.
probably I couldn't ask for more.
That's nice to hear, isn't it, Christopher?
Yeah.
Gosh, they're such good friends. It's great to see it, Christopher and Jamie. But obviously for them, that centre is providing vital services.
Well, in Christopher's case, his main services stopped when he was 4. So being connected to services here has allowed him go back to group settings. It's allowed Jamie as well to learn with Christopher to get support for having Christopher as a brother. And there is obviously a cost to all of this. And at present, the centre does not receive state funding. So just a final word I'll leave to corporate partnership manager Fiona Malone, and then we'll hear as well in this clip from fundraiser Andrew Gaw, who's the son actually of the founders.
This is where we have our therapists have their individual sessions, so there's individual therapy rooms here. We have a kind of amazing sensory room there, so that's really important to helping calm down the children. We have an occupational therapy gym over here. It's a lot of one-on-one sessions, so the younger they are, the one-on-one sessions are more important. And then as they get older, we have things like SKIP, which is a special kids intervention program.
So in order to keep all this going, you need funding, obviously.
Oh, God, yeah. And it takes over $1 million to run our 2 centres, which in some terms is not a huge amount of money, but at the same time, when you're fundraising and you're depending on somebody running a marathon for you and raising €2,000 or, you know, the €20 donations that come in on a monthly basis, it takes an awful lot of them. We're looking for and you know, we need government funding, we need more funding.
And what is government saying to you?
The Taoiseach launched our campaign for us. We will discuss it more, but
discussions are ongoing.
Discussions are ongoing, exactly. But okay. we would hope to see that, and I think there is a general understanding that it is needed. We're essential.
So my brother and sister actually have Down syndrome. My parents, Peter and Mary Gore, are the founders of the charity. So my brother and sister are now 24 and 21. So 24 years ago when my sister was born, my parents saw the lack of services that were there. And then 21 years ago, they decided to change that. Between this centre and between Swords, it's roughly going to cost us about $1 million a year to keep open. And with no government funding, it's very difficult. But we're lucky that we've got some great brand ambassadors there to support and kind of spread the word. And we've got some great supporters as well. But the generosity of the public at the end of the day is what keeps us going.
Brian, many thanks for that report, and to the Down Syndrome Centre and the families there for allowing us to visit and chat to them.